Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, well, we're going to get into the world of television broadcasting for this one because another new deal involving one of the four big power leagues just made a lot of money with their new TV deal. The MLB is back to ESPN, but it's also adding some new platforms. Netflix is in on the MLB game. And also, NBC is back to broadcasting baseball for the first time since 2000. So, NBC is going to have Sunday night baseball. ESPN is going to have some select coverage. It's a lot to get into. Netflix is going to have the home run derby. But essentially, what I'm taking from this, Arcan, I don't know if you are taking away the same thing, but NBC is trying to get back into the sports game. Because when you look at their Sunday night schedule, they obviously have Sunday night football. They just signed on with the NBA, so they'll throw some of their games on there too. But now you're going to get baseball on top of this with also their Peacock streaming. So what's your overall takeaway from this new TV deal for the upcoming 2026 MLB season?
I remember NBC had baseball games like in the 90s, maybe? 90s and like 2000s? Am I crazy? Am I misremembering that? I feel like they did carry baseball for a while. I couldn't tell you who the voices were, but I feel like there were playoff games or I forget exactly what it was. There were national games. There were national NBC baseball games. I swear there were. So this isn't the first. I don't think this is the first time that they've done that. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I think that they had them before.
I have it on Wikipedia, which is always accurate. Major League Baseball games first aired NBC 1947 to 1989. Games returned in 1994 as part of the Baseball Network. So it basically from 94 to 2000 was the last time it was on.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not crazy. I do remember there being NBC baseball games. I'd be interested in knowing who was play-by-play voices and stuff like that, but I do remember that they had games on NBC. It wasn't as big of a deal as like the NBA on NBC in the 90s. That became sort of the biggest thing that they had, or it seemed like anyway. And the NFL was now taken over with the Sunday night games after having Monday night games. It all gets sort of juggled around. I'll tell you, out of all of those things, what I like the least is the home run derby on Netflix. I don't know why, but I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't kick the home run derby over to Netflix, sitting there watching it buffer. I don't want to watch the home run derby buffer. It's the home run derby. Just give me the home run derby. What do we have to stream that on Netflix for? I don't like that. That, I think, is a mistake. But other than that, sure, great. I hope they're all ready for this lockout. Sign these big, long contract. I hope you have a provision in there for when these two sides get together and the owners start crying poor and there's a lockout or a strike or whatever it is that ends up happening. I hope you're all ready for that, ESPN and NBC and Netflix and everybody else. I hope you have some protection from that. Let me just say this. I think it's good. I think it's good that they're expanding. I think it's good that networks are interested in baseball again. That, you know, it seems like it's resurging in terms of Q rating, in terms of TV ratings in general, and just overall interest. But again, just like everything else, if these two sides can't get their heads out of their collective asses, then none of this is going to matter.
Get over here!
Okay, I need David's help on the Twitch for this one. So this happened last night involving Steph Curry. So Steph Curry, as you know, tends to have a lot of celebrations after making threes. I need your help diagnosing this one. I'm not exactly sure what he's going for on this one. I don't know if that's how Jalen Suggs decided to contest the shot, but what do you make of whatever Steph Curry is trying to do here?
Okay, so for those who are not watching on Twitch, which is most of the audience, Steph Curry, I guess, hit a three over Jalen Suggs, and while running back down the court, you can see Suggs kind of off to the side, and then Curry kind of hits, with best I can describe it, is like he's doing the Thriller dance in the Michael Jackson video. Like, the, you know, the part where they put their arms up and then sort of go back and forth like this, you know, it's one of those. That's sort of what it looks like. I don't know if that's what he's doing. That was the worst Thriller dance in the history of dance that I just did on camera right now. But that's probably the best I can guess. I don't know if there was something else. There's some joke in between them. Kind of looks like he had like a seizure or like a stroke or something. But you don't see, usually you see Curry when he's flexing on somebody. It's just like a big smile. The mouth guard comes out. The, you know, sleepy time thing, something like that. I haven't seen this one before. This one's different. I'm not sure I like it. Not sure I like it. I don't know. It's a little too Thriller for me.
Yeah, me personally, I call it the drunk T-Rex.
Drunk T-Rex. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. I rate that out of all the things he did. I'd give that like a 4.5 out of 10. 4.5 out of 10. There's a review. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, well, let's go to the NHL, because we had a rare injury to the two-time defending champion Florida Panthers. This came out earlier this afternoon. More injuries. Coach Paul Maurice stated that forward Eetu Luostarinen will be listed as week-to-week with what the coach is describing as a barbecuing mishap. Luostarinen, they were already shorthanded. This is what Maurice said. We don't have a lot of experience with this. When he comes back and feels comfortable with the equipment on him, away we go. Which begs me to ask you this, Arkan. Have you had any kind of barbecuing mishap?
I've had barbecuing mishaps, none that have ever involved an injury. First of all, this was not a barbecuing mishap. Whatever this injury is, do we know what the injury even is? It does it upper body, lower body? Do we even know that? I don't even see that. week to week, so it's got to be something serious. Serious enough to keep you out for at least a week would have to be like a burn.
It says he suffered burns.
Okay, so he burned himself. That makes sense. I've never burned myself on the grill before. I've burned the food. I've definitely done that. I've never burned myself. When you said it was a grilling accident, I would have immediately thought that that's cover up from some sort of weird sex injury. Because that's what I think. Whenever I hear about, oh yeah, he was just carrying his groceries up the stairs and all of a sudden he, you know, tore his Achilles. Like, what? That's not what happened. What actually happened? Rondo, I remember, he fell in the shower. Oh yeah, he did. Right, one of the most coordinated people in the world fell in the shower. You sure about that? It was a weird sex injury. I'm sure it was. You know, you got your hand trapped between the wall and the headboard or something. I don't know. I don't know what people do when they're having sex. But that's what I always assume it is. Something embarrassing. Something they don't want to talk about. So they make up some weird kind of excuse like that. But this one, if he got burned and burned bad enough that he's got to stay out for like a couple of weeks, that sucks. I can only imagine it was one of two things. Number one, the guy's not really on the grill that much. Went a little overboard with like the lighter fluid. You see that in like the cartoons sometimes in TV shows. Everyone's like, yeah, lighter fluid. And then they light it and it's big flame. Or the meat was a little too juicy. That happens sometimes too. You go in there, you go to flip it, it's way juicy, just, you know, big flame. But usually, unless you're right over the thing, it's not going to get you. You got to be right on top of it for it to get on, for it to burn you. That seems a little far-fetched, but listen, the guy got burned. Unfortunate. Doesn't sound like this is cover-up for a sex injury. But, get better there, E2. And learn how to barbecue.
Common practice, just learn how to barbecue. I would like to turn the attention to the University of Colorado, where I think you might have gone to school there.
I have.
Whatever.
I sure did.
We heard this from Coach Prime talking about how he's the right man for the job.
Coach, you've hit on all the unique forms of adversity that have happened this year, whether it be your health, the losing, the AD leaving. They're all happening at once. What kind of challenge is that for you?
I think God spread them out a little bit. they hit me once. Now. I think God, He allowed this. So I'm. Please understand. If anybody is built for adversity, I am. If anybody is built to change, I am. If anybody is built to overcome situations and trial and tribulations, I am. You got the right man. I promise you, you do, and I'm going to prove that to you.
Okay.
I need you. You tell me why Coach Prime is the right man for the job, as he says, despite a 3-7 season.
I mean, he was the right man for the job when it looked like he could really recruit, when it looked like his recruiting game was on point, when Travis Hunter was there, when his kids were there, and it seemed like Colorado was, for at least a year, the place to be. And that it's not like they won, you know, it's not like they were a playoff team or anything, even at the height of that. But all I can think hearing him is just thinking about him and Billy O'Brien and Belichick and all these like down bad college coaches and these weird speeches that they're making, random outbursts that they're having in the case of Bill O'Brien. But, you know, even during his outburst, he's like, we're not down. We're happy. Everybody's happy. We all have joy in our lives. It's like, okay, Bill, like, great, you know, your team sucks, but that's good that you have joy in your life. And now here's Deion. And listen, in fairness with Deion, he had his whole bladder removed. Like, he had cancer. Like, it was a whole thing in the offseason. The AD just stepped down, which Ted asked me, he's like, you think this is bad? I was like, I don't think the AD steps down when things are going well. I don't think that's usually how that goes. And he knows him better than I do, and I don't know anything about what's going on behind the scenes with the Colorado Athletic Department or anything like that, but just common sense would tell you that if things were really cruising, if everything was really humming, the AD would want to stick around and maybe soak in some of that attention, some of that adulation that you get when you have a good Colorado, a good football program or good any program. But instead, I don't know. This is a lost season. They got Arizona State coming up. Arizona State is going to kill them. And then they finish the season against Kansas State. I don't know how Kansas State's doing. They're 5-5, seventh in the Big 12, nothing special. But certainly better than the 1-6 Buffaloes. It's been a tough, tough season for them. And I don't know. I mean, I think that you give them a chance to bounce back from this. You hope that there's something left in the tank. You hope that he's able to go out and recruit and maybe stumble upon a couple more big-time players. But in that conference, I mean, Texas Tech is 10-1. BYU, who they played in the bowl game last year, got better this year. They're 9-1. The Utes killed them this year. They're 8-2. Arizona State 7-3, or they're playing this weekend. Like, it's an uphill battle, and I'm not sure how much of it Deion's going to keep on climbing. But he's not snapping at people. At least you give him that. He's not, for the first time in a while, he was snapping at reporters over the last year and a half, but he didn't do that now. Seems like he's in a much more peaceful place maybe than someone like Bill O'Brien. But in both cases, both guys are having real tough seasons.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Okay, this one's kind of a fun one for me because I want to go for someone who isn't having success in Coach Prime to someone who's having success in Drake May. And I want to go back to the clip that we started with to open this hour, how Drake May was asked about if he ever looks at the stats. He says, I'd hope to be at the top in wins, and he's probably leading in stats because they haven't had a bye. I selfishly want him to have some, I'm not saying have more confidence, but like be cocky. Like, I don't like how humble he is. I don't like him passing the deflection to Travion Henderson. Oh, the chance were for Baker. Oh, the chance were for Travion. I get like the charm and being humble or whatever is what made him such a fan favorite so quick here in New England, but you can't be a successful athlete if you're not a little cocky. I'd go out there one time and say, yeah, I'm the best. I know it. You know, don't just do the Superman, whatever. Flex on him after running for a first
flex
down.
On those bitches.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I just want to see, hopefully we get to see a little bit more cockiness. We know Drake is confident. I'd like to see that outwardly more rather than maybe keeping it into himself. So just for me, for my own selfish purposes, I would love to see Drake May embrace those MVP chants and say, yeah, I am the MVP. I don't need to deflect it on these guys. That's all I want for Drake May, is the more time goes along, the more selfish and the more cocky he can get.
All right. That is the producer's point there with Joe Braverman. Wants Drake May to start flexing on these broke bitches more than he's doing right now. And I don't have a problem with that either. I'd like to see that too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.